Julian with Trucker Job USA, and today I want to talk to you about maximizing your earning potential as a truck driver. The best way to maximize your earning potential, and I think it's obvious, but to maximize your earning potential in the trucking industry, you need to keep your driving record clean. Keep your criminal history clean. And I know that's probably sounds very simple, but you would not believe how many drivers out there just start having these crazy little incidents, you know, tickets, points, incidents, or accidents. That's what I say to a driver when I'm on the phone with them. You wouldn't believe the incidents. Like, for example, if a driver is backing up a load and they hit something, they hit the dock or something like that happens, a trailer. That's an incident. If the company chooses to write that up, that is an incident. I've seen that disqualify drivers from, you know, getting a job. Some of the things are obvious. You know, I remember I talked to a driver that drove under a new bridge. I'm sorry, I said a new, under a low bridge. He was a new driver and he drove under a low bridge. And I said, well, how did it happen? Well, you know what? He used his Google Maps instead of using the standard issue GPS system through the trucking company. And, you know, he took the top of the trailer off and caused massive amount of damage, right? So again, he was terminated and probably might not be able to get back into the trucking industry to much, much later. I remember a driver who was a veteran that made a U-turn at an intersection. No accidents, no nothing. But when he went back to the corporate office, to the distribution center, they fired him because they had a zero tolerance on U-turns. And the truck's camera has some type of sensor in it, and it could tell if the driver is making a U-turn. So, listen, when you're a driver and you're looking for a job and you have good experience and you have no tickets, points, incidents, or accidents, and your criminal history is clean, you could pass any type of drug test, you are like LeBron James doing free agency. Everybody is going to want you to drive for them. Everybody. There's no company out here that does not want a clean driver, clean background, driving record, drug test. There's no company that would not want you. So over time, what happens is the driver is the one that limits their opportunities. And not to say that people with felonies can't blossom, because they can. I've seen a lot of people with felonies get in companies. But the trick I've seen people with felonies do, they drove for a major carrier, OTR, for like a year or something, or 2 years. Like, I knew a guy that had a gun charge. He was from Baltimore, and he had a gun charge, and he drove for a major carrier for about 2 years over the road. He was able to secure a job with another major carrier, because you know what? They have an algorithm that they go by, and they'll never tell you this, but they do. Because the simple fact was, he had a gun charge, but the OTR experience with a major carrier, they said, hey, it's been enough time has passed, we'll hire him. But if he would have tried to do that at 3 months experience, no, they would have not brung him on. So, again, keeping your record clean. These are the keys. I have a brother who's been in the industry for over 15 years now, and he drives for a company, and he's definitely, you know, moving six figures. So how did he get in that position? Well, how he got in that position was he kept his driving record clean, kept his criminal history clean, and he hadn't built up enough experience over time that when it was time for him to, you know, step up to that big company and make the big dollars, he was ready. But what you see is that drivers will feel entitled, that they've been driving for so long that they feel like they deserve to earn certain money that they're not entitled to because of their driving records.